Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Heal Endo, an Anti-Inflammatory Approach to Healing from Endometriosis by Katie Edmonds is a non-fiction health guide focused on endometriosis, a chronic condition that affects many women and is often treated too narrowly as a reproductive or gynecological problem. The book argues for a broader view of the disease, presenting it as a systemic inflammatory condition shaped by immune dysfunction, environmental exposures, hormones, and lifestyle factors. Drawing on the author's personal experience and a range of scientific sources, it aims to help readers understand why symptoms persist and what practical steps may reduce inflammatory burden, rather than promising a simple cure. The book emphasizes informed self-management, remission as a realistic goal, and the importance of making better decisions about diet, chemicals, surgery, and overall health support. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing endometriosis as a whole-body inflammatory disease. One of the book's central contributions is its refusal to treat endometriosis as only a localized pelvic disorder. Edmonds presents it as a systemic disease in which inflammation and immune dysregulation play a major role in symptom severity and disease progression. This framing matters because it changes the logic of care if the condition involves the entire body, then pain, fatigue, digestive problems, and fertility issues cannot be addressed through a single narrow intervention. The book uses this perspective to explain why many conventional approaches fall short when they focus only on symptom suppression. By shifting attention from the uterus alone to broader immune and inflammatory processes, the book encourages readers to think in terms of root contributors and long-term management. That analytical shift is one of the book's most distinctive features, and it underpins nearly every practical recommendation that follows. Secondly, using diet and lifestyle to lower inflammatory load. The book places strong emphasis on anti-inflammatory food choices and daily habits as tools for reducing the conditions that worsen endometriosis symptoms. Rather than presenting nutrition as a cure, Edmonds treats diet as one part of a broader system of support that may help regulate immune activity and decrease irritation in the body. This approach is practical because many readers with endometriosis are looking for actions they can take immediately, especially when medical options are limited or slow to help. The book's value lies in connecting inflammation theory to concrete behavior, what is eaten, how one rests, and how one structures daily life can all influence symptom burden. The emphasis on lifestyle also reflects a realistic understanding of chronic illness, where incremental changes often matter more than dramatic promises. In that sense, the book is less about rigid rules and more about identifying patterns that may support steadier health over time. Thirdly, environmental chemicals and hidden triggers as part of the disease picture. Another important theme is the possible role of environmental chemicals and other overlooked triggers in endometriosis. The book highlights the idea that exposure to certain substances may contribute to inflammatory stress or interact with other vulnerabilities in the body. This is a useful expansion of the discussion because it moves beyond the standard diet and symptom model and asks readers to consider external influences that may quietly reinforce the disease process. The practical implication is prevention through awareness by learning which chemicals are associated with endometriosis and how to reduce exposure. Readers can make the home and personal care environment less inflammatory. The argument is not that chemicals are the sole cause of the condition, but that they may be one factor among many. That nuance is important because it keeps the book grounded in a multi-causal model rather than a single answer explanation. It also aligns with the book's broader message that endometriosis management requires looking for multiple sources of burden. Fourthly, why excision surgery remains a key treatment consideration. The book gives notable attention to surgery, especially the difference between approaches that merely remove surface tissue and excision surgery that more thoroughly removes endometriosis lesions. This is one of the more clinically relevant sections of the book because it helps readers understand that not all surgeries are equal, and that surgical quality can strongly affect outcomes. Edmonds treats surgery as an important tool rather than a last resort or a universal answer. That balanced framing is significant. The book neither dismisses surgery nor treats it as sufficient on its own. Instead, it argues that surgical decisions should be informed, strategic, and paired with broader inflammatory management. The focus on which surgery to avoid and which to consider gives the reader a practical decision-making framework, especially in a field where patients are often underinformed. This makes the book especially useful for readers preparing for consultations or evaluating treatment options with more precision. Lastly, remission, not cure. As the book's realistic healing target, a defining feature of the book is its insistence that remission is a more realistic and empowering goal than waiting for a definitive cure. This is important because endometriosis is often chronic, recurrent, and difficult to resolve fully with any single intervention. By framing remission as achievable, the book offers a more workable model of healing that respects medical uncertainty while still allowing for improvement. This does not reduce the seriousness of the disease. Rather, it prevents readers from being trapped by unrealistic expectations. The emphasis on control, education, and informed action helps reposition the patient from passive sufferer to active participant in care. That is a meaningful intellectual contribution because it changes how the disease is understood and managed. It also helps explain the book's appeal to readers who have felt dismissed or underserved by conventional treatment pathways. The result is a practical, hopeful framework that remains anchored in the realities of chronic illness.
Ah!
In conclusion, Heal Endo is best suited to readers who want a practical, research-informed, and integrative perspective on endometriosis rather than a narrow symptom guide. Women who have recently been diagnosed, those who have lived with the condition for years, and health practitioners seeking a broader framework will all find it useful. Its main benefit is that it translates a complex and often frustrating diagnosis into a set of understandable categories: inflammation, immune dysfunction, environmental exposure, hormone support, diet, lifestyle, and surgery. That makes it intellectually useful for readers who want to understand why endometriosis behaves the way it does, and practically useful for those looking for concrete next steps. Compared with many books in the same category, it stands out for combining personal experience with a whole-body clinical perspective, while still keeping the focus on actionable choices. It does not claim a simple cure, which gives it credibility, but it does offer a stronger sense of direction than books that only describe the disease. For readers seeking informed self-advocacy and a more complete model of care, it is a distinctive and valuable resource. If you would like to support Katie Edmonds, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.